AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Prime Time Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Prairie Land Partners has made it easy for you to shop online. Choose your equipment, pick attachments, and even apply for financing all at jdbuyonline.com. Whether you're looking for a John Deere riding lawnmower, compact utility tractor, utility vehicle, or compact construction equipment, Prairie Land Partners has what you need to get the job done. Get started shopping today at jdbuyonline.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local. It is 719, 72 degrees on our way to 93 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by the Emporia Municipal Band Director, James Davis, as we talk about things that will be happening in the near future and throughout the summer. James, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Hi, I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing wonderfully. Probably not as good as you are, though, considering it sounds like things are lining up to be all systems go here for the municipal band this upcoming summer.
Yes, we are finally able to announce that, yes, we are having a season. We'll start with the Memorial Day ceremony on Monday the 30th, and then that following Tuesday, or Thursday, the first Thursday in June, June 2nd, 8 p.m., Fremont Park, we're going to kick off the season like we've not done in a couple of years, so we're so excited.
Strike up the band, we can say. That is great news. So I would assume, James, that all the band members are pretty fired up about getting started.
Yes. Oh, yes. Everybody is excited and hopefully blowing the dust off their horns, a little hint for our musicians listening. It's been a couple of years, and so kind of get those fingers worked up and the horns cleaned and going and ready to go.
You'd mentioned here when we, you know, when we had to bring the unfortunate news to the community that you had to either postpone or outright cancel, you know, the schedule and, you know, certain events, just how much of an emotional toll it took on the yourself and the musicians that are involved here with the municipal band. Looking at things from the flip side now and kind of emerging from that, what's the mindset of folks, you know, that are associated with the band now?
Well, we're excited, like everybody else in the world, to get back to whatever normal is, the new normal. But it's really part of our summer ritual, or really a yearly ritual. All year long, some of us dream about the band. So just kind of getting back to seeing our family and our friends. You know, we always talk about how band is a family, and we really are. So I've missed my friends.
And James Davis with us. James, the director of the Emporia Municipal Band. It is all systems go, and the band will be kicking off the season at the Memorial Day services at the All Veterans Memorial for the services down there. So it's good to have the band playing the patriotic fair. And do you have a schedule? You mentioned you start June 2. How long will you go this summer, James?
We've added a little bit, added a couple concerts. Our final concert's going to be July 14th.
Boy, that's good to hear.
Yes, we talked as a board and said there's a couple of reasons. Number one, we're dying to play. We could play two or three seasons in a row right now if our lips would hold out. you know, we've seen so much great support from the community. Even when we've not been able to play, we said it's time to give back, you know, to show up and play some music for us and for everybody else. And we're hoping that our audience comes in. We're really hoping some new people come and check us out. It's a great opportunity to get out in the park, and it's a family atmosphere, and just have a nice, relaxing time.
Speaking of that, James, and kind of flipping things around from a membership perspective, are you looking for, maybe some additional band members with different instrumentation right now, or by and large, are you pretty well set here for numbers going into the season?
We are still looking for people. Our first rehearsal is what sometimes we call a cattle call rehearsal. That's on May 17th at 7:30 at ESU in the band room. And that's next Tuesday, by the way, 8 days from now. And we're just hoping to have a flood of musicians. We always need permanent musicians for the season, but we also need substitutes. Every single concert, we have need for some substitutes. And so one of the neat things about the band is that there is so much consistency concert to concert and year to year, but also it's an opportunity to get to know some other area musicians. We're just hoping to find those people, or hoping they find us. And if you're looking to get a hold of us, you can find us on Facebook, or get a hold of any of our board members, or our personnel manager is really the person to speak with, Nancy. But if you guys, if there's somebody listening who wants to contact us, please reach out, find us, look for us.
We're there,
we're looking,
right?
For you. Yeah.
All right. So the Memorial Day services down at the All Veterans Memorial on Memorial Day morning, and then the summer season really kicks off in earnest. Fremont Park, June the 2nd. What time do the weekly concerts start, James?
8 p.m. every week, 8 to 9. And I will do my best to get us out of there about 9, but no promises that we will end early. I may squeeze in an extra piece or two.
You know, another thing too is the bandstand obviously is kind of locked in place as far as your square footage is concerned. But you know, this is going to be first time I think that the families can enjoy the new playground equipment, which is was installed. I think it was early last year. Obviously, couldn't be used in conjunction with the concerts, but you know, there's another attraction there. So hopefully, you've got a larger attendance than you normally would for a number of different reasons.
We're hoping that families come out and just have fun. Bring a newspaper, bring a drink, bring a snack. You know, I think I've told you guys that's how I got started listening to the band. Was I went down as a young boy to play on the toys and listen to the band, and you know, quickly began dreaming of being a musician. But I was just there to play, and I'm hoping people do come to play.
James, anything else that you wanted to bring up here this morning before we close things down here, whether it's, you know, about the Memorial Day performance, the upcoming concert season, or even plans here for, dare I say, Christmas, even though it's not going to feel anything close to Christmas here the next few days?
Yes, sir, Christmas, yes. I can answer that question. Yes, sir, Christmas, Granada Theater, December.
December, there we go.
That's really filing that away in the memory banks, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, put it in there. No, and I would tell people, I should have mentioned, our personnel manager, you can email Nancy at EMB, as in Emporium Municipal Band Personnel, all one word, embpersonnel@gmail.com. That's where all of our personnel comes from, and we're just really, really, really excited to get back to the normal, regular concert season. This is going to be big. We are celebrating our birthday finally. We're going to bring cake and refreshments, and the Teachers Hall of Fame is coming down finally. You know, everybody is really just raring to go.
All right. So what birthday is it?
This will be our, well, I believe it'll be about our 85th. We're going to have to count and recount.
I know. Well, you're able to skip a couple. That's okay. That's all right.
Yeah.
All right.
It kind of depends on how you count. But, hey, it's so good to talk to you guys. Thanks so much for your time. And we just hope that the community can come out and enjoy part of what makes Emporia great.
Well, we appreciate it, James, and we will be in touch, working with you throughout the season to keep people posted on all the band happenings. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks. You guys have a wonderful day.
All right,
you too.
James Davis, who is director of the Emporia Municipal Band. They'll open up the season with the Memorial Day services down at the All Veterans Memorial for their Memorial Day services, which is, by the way, May the 30th coming up, and we'll have that Memorial Day service live on KVOE and KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
Looking forward to that. And also want to let you know, too, as we look at here our live and local calendar here for the rest of the week, we do have newsmaker slots open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and obviously we'll be getting those filled up here shortly. So if you want one of those, it's about a 10-minute interview process. Give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email KVOE@KVOE.com. Tomorrow we're actually looking ahead. Jan Briggs and Nancy Standiford join us to talk about the upcoming Redding Tornado Trot.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia up on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners John Deere. It is 728, sunny, 72 degrees. Good morning.
Newman Regional Health proudly announces the addition of 3D mammography.